Spring is a time of optimism and rebirth, but for farmers it's now also time of worry about water. Dry summers and winters and a snowpack that's only two-thirds of normal was weighing on farmers as they listened Monday to BC Premier David Eby announce $80 million for water, at West Coast Vegetables on 46 A Street, in Delta. I'm enjoying this beautiful sunny day here in the Lower Mainland, but in the back of my mind, I can't help but think about the snowmelt that's going on. That precious little snow we have is melting, it's making its way to the Fraser River. And once that water is gone, it's gone, said Werner Stump, vice president of the BC Cattlemen's Association. Water is critical for agriculture and food security, he said. Without water for agriculture, the agricultural land reserve is practically meaningless, Stump added. He said the best way to manage water is to through water storage using dugouts, wetlands, reservoirs, and lakes scattered throughout the landscape. Those sources also provide refuge for wildlife during wildfires and as a water source for fighting fires. Stump was one of several farmers speaking about the extra money going to the Agricultural Water Infrastructure Program launched last year with a $20 million budget. The program funds irrigation and water storage and management systems. Eby said BC has seen disproportionate impacts from climate change. Two of the three worst fire seasons BC has ever seen have happened in the last 3 years, he pointed out. The costs of failing to act to address climate change are huge and accumulating. We can't sit by and let our farmers struggle with a lack of water or lack of money to replant those fruit trees and those fruit plants and those vines, so we have to take action to support our farmers. If we don't, we're going to be very hungry in BC, Eby said. Ray Van Marowick, CFO with West Coast Vegetables, was encouraged by the announcement. Delta farmers struggle with high salt in its groundwater, which means they need fresh water from the Fraser River for field irrigation. The city of Delta received $2 million under the program last year to help improve the local irrigation system. Without water, farmers and ranchers simply cannot provide a reliable supply of agricultural products to British Columbians. This funding will help alleviate some of those pressures, said Van Marowick, who's on the Delta Farmers Institute, and the BC Agriculture Council. West Coast farms 55 acres of greenhouses, growing sweet bell peppers in Delta and produces and packs 7,000 tons annually. Van Marowick showed the premier the farm's 35-million-liter reservoir that is supplied by rainwater and from runoff from the acres of greenhouse roofs and from condensation from within the buildings. Agriculture Minister Pam Alexis said that farmers are at the forefront of climate change. Water is vital to the grow the food we need to keep our families and communities fed, Alexis said. Climate change is affecting water supply and food security, she said. Water security means food security, she said. The ability to work together will be important as BC sees another drought and extreme weather year-round, she added.